This is InfiPod.
Hello and welcome to InfiPod. This is a very special and a heartwarming episode for us. You know, we all come from different walks of lives with different abilities and skills to do the best that we can. And we sometimes doubt ourselves and wonder if we can do it, if we are brave enough, or if it's meant to be. Here's the story of one of our most courageous Infoseons, Saraswati. She has braved all odds and her hearing disability and overcome the challenges in her life to do some of the most wonderful things, such as become a professional table tennis player. Let us hear about Saraswati's journey in her own words, narrated by Rabia Jabin from the internal communications team.
I am Saraswati, a 39-year-old woman hailing from Chennai. I am a professional table tennis player and a senior consultant at the NI unit, which is the Artificial Intelligence and Automation unit at Infosys. I come from a family of five, including my father, mother, and my two younger sisters. My father is the most hardworking, patient, and modest person that I know. He worked three jobs to provide a good education for his daughters, and there were days where he would be back home at 3 in the morning after his back-breaking job and still wake up to study for his distance learning degree course. Having seen all these struggles and coming from a financially weak background, I always aspired to become financially stable and get a good job to help my father pay off his debts and live a better life. I learned from my father at a very young age that education was the key to a better life, and I'm proud to have helped my sisters go to college too. Through my family's support, I was able to pursue my education in BTech in Information Technology from SRM Engineering College at Puthery. However, towards the end of my degree program, a life-changing event occurred. It began as a progressive nerve condition that left me slowly losing my hearing without any apparent cause. I had little difficulty hearing then, and it was mild enough to not interfere with my studies. But now, I am profoundly deaf, having lost over 90% of my hearing. Without my hearing aids, I can't really hear anything except loud noises such as that of vehicle honks. With my hearing aids, however, my ability to hear really depends on various environmental factors. After completing my bachelor's in 2012, I worked with a tech company for 5 years. After this, I interviewed with Infosys at an open drive and got selected to join the CIS unit. It was an infra support role where I had to interact with clients based out of the US. During those days, meetings were held primarily on VoIP phones, which weren't an easy means of communication for me. Whatever work I carried out, right from KT to resolution of issues, was executed through Skype chats. My manager would understand my struggles and would exempt me from these meetings. I would receive all the updates from the calls from my teammates who have always been helpful and supportive towards me. And my career journey at Infosys has also helped me become more skilled and provided me a platform to showcase what I have to offer. I am grateful for the opportunity, my colleagues, and the growth I have witnessed during my tenure so far. I presently work in the AI/ML area, developing POCs using the state-of-art AI tools and technologies, and I must say that I absolutely love it. Communication with my colleagues too has greatly evolved for me with the assistance of tech. And ever since Microsoft rolled out its captions features on Teams, communication has become so much easier. But there are still a few challenges, like captions aren't always accurate, especially with an Indian accent. So I use both chats and MS Teams meetings to interact with my teammates. Despite these challenges, I believe that I have had many learnings and seen myself grow professionally. Now I consider my focus and my work ethic to be my greatest strengths. I must also acknowledge that, you know, insecurity can sometimes hold me back as one of my biggest weaknesses. However, I'm actively working on improving this aspect of myself, and I believe that everybody else should too. And apart from work, I also love to write. It used to be a great way to express myself, but it has been a while since I have written anything. I also follow tennis and badminton tours, and I'm also a hardcore CSK fan. One of the most rewarding hobbies, however, that turned me into a more courageous person and helped me believe in myself is table tennis. In 2016, I was going through an extremely difficult time and wanted to distract myself and get better. This was when I took up table tennis as a hobby. It was only a hobby until 2017 when I met a coach who understood my passion for the sport, my passion for how badly I wanted to master the game, and my passion for how badly I wanted to train professionally just like the other kids. A few years later, I participated in women's singles at the 25th National Deaf Senior Sports Championship and won a silver medal. This will still feels unreal for me. And I had to pinch myself to believe that I went as far as the finals. But looking back at all the sacrifices I've made for my practice sessions, missing my family events, my time away from my friends, completely missing out on my social life, this win for me is worth it and I feel that I deserve it. I don't really set hard targets for myself and I've always taken it one step at a time. And I think I will continue doing the same and enjoy playing the game the same way. My main goal, however, was to learn the game the same way that professional athletes do, except I have had to balance my training with my work and my professional life. My family has always been supportive and played a huge role in all my achievements. You know, from living in thatched roofs to the duplex house that we currently rent in, I owe all the growth we've had to my father. He is my biggest inspiration in life and will always be. Even today, my father tells me that no matter what I decide to do in my life, he would be happy if I am happy. And what matters to him and my family is that I remain happy regardless of what I achieve or what I don't. And I have come pretty far in life, seen some struggles, some difficult times, some happy times overridden with joy. But I can now say that I take pride in my consistency and my upskilling journey over the years, despite my personal sacrifices as well. But I'm the most proud of the kind of person I have shaped myself into in this whole process. I'm more capable than people make me out to be too. One common myth that people have when they hear about people with disabilities is that they are less capable or less competent than people without these disabilities. But you know what the sad reality is that we can only go as far as the society allows or accommodates us to be. The more inclusive a society is, the more capable its disabled citizens are. And it is almost heartbreaking to see how we are disabled by the society that we live in than by our own disabilities. While I have learned to live with my disability, what I struggle is with the barriers and discrimination harnessed by the people around us. There is not a single day that has passed by without me facing these reflections of the unpleasant ideologies and prejudices. Any form of disability you take must be a norm, not an exception. And everything that is designed, developed, constructed, produced should be inclusive for all to use. There's a lot for us to learn and a lot for us to unlearn. We need to educate ourselves and the people around us. We have to understand that we need to be kind, accepting, understanding, and most of all, just be human. The essence of being kind is being human. That is all it takes, and that is how simple it is to create a better world where everybody feels welcome, capable, and competent.
Well, that's the story of Saraswati, that of strength, resilience, hard work, and bravery. You know, it teaches us that we must, as a society, come together to respect each other's unique differences and make the world a more inclusive place. It also showcases the importance of believing in ourselves and to keep going, regardless of the challenges. We are all capable of achieving success and doing extraordinary things. Sky is the limit. There's always a road that will lead us to success and happiness. So keep moving wherever you are and don't give up.
This is InfiPod.